Earth's magnetic field. As I said, it's a film. An absolutely spectacular film, which all the family will enjoy. Some fabulous photography, and it's on in Theatre C, which you can see here just behind me. So bear that in mind for 12 o'clock. The next event is a demonstration taking place in the exhibition room and given by Monica Chadda. It's called Encouraging Garden Wildlife. Monica will be showing you ways of encouraging animals, birds and other wildlife to visit and live in your garden. How to place boxes for nests, what food to put out for them, and all sorts of practical advice. That's at 2:30, so just after lunch. The final free event for today is Birds of Prey. Tasha, their keeper, will be giving a display of some of our most magnificent birds and how they fly, and I thoroughly recommend this event. The display includes eagles, vultures and owls, and will be starting at 3:45 on the lawn outside. It's an unforgettable experience. So remember, on the front lawn at 3:45 to see the birds flying.
Track 27. Unit 5. Listening. Exercise 3.
Hi there, everybody, and welcome to Animal World. Before you start your visit, I'd just like to tell you about a few special events happening here today. They're all free, and I'd really encourage you to go to as many of them as you can, as I think you'll learn a lot. The first event is called The World of Ants, and it's happening this morning, quite soon, in the Insect House, which is just a short walk from here. The well-known entomologist, Dr. David Crocker, who many of you will have seen on television, is giving a lecture all about ants, the different types of ants, how they organise themselves, what they eat, their behaviour, and so on. It's actually a fascinating subject. So, The World of Ants, a lecture by Dr. Crocker in the Insect House, and it starts at 11 o'clock and lasts for 60 minutes. At midday, that's 12 o'clock, there's a film which is just as fascinating, and it's called The Great Migration. This is all about birds and how they migrate across continents and oceans using the sun, the stars, and the Earth.